From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, March 23rd, 2026. Early voting begins tomorrow for the March 31st runoff elections. Voters will have a few races to decide, stemming from candidate matchups in which neither contender captured over 50% of the total vote. Statewide, there is only one race to be decided, that of the Republican nominee in the Secretary of State's race. The contest now between Brian Norris and State Senator Kim Hammer. Norris edged ahead of Hammer in the March 3rd race, receiving just under 1,800 more votes, though neither was able to pick up a winning majority. The winner of this race will face Democrat Kelly Grapp and Libertarian Michael Pacco in the November general election. Tuesday's early vote also includes candidates for a state Senate seat. House District 79 State Representative Tara Shepard is facing off against longtime educator Charity Smith Allen in the Democratic primary to fill the state Senate seat for District 15, which is held by term-limited State Senator Fred Love. In the March 3rd race, Smith Allen received about 980 more votes than Shepard, but neither candidate took a majority in the three-candidate contest. District 17 includes much of southwest Pulaski County, including parts of Maplevale and Alexander. There are also five runoff elections for seats in the Arkansas House of Representatives. Those are District 46 in the River Valley, District 35 in eastern Arkansas, both Districts 5 and 6 in northwest Arkansas, and House District 52 in the west. A federal judge has blocked Arkansas's law requiring copies of the Ten Commandments to be displayed in all state-run buildings, but the ruling only applies to six school districts named as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. University of Arkansas law professor John Thorland says it's unusual that some schools, including the U of A, are continuing to display the posters despite the law being found unconstitutional.
Usually, if you're not the specific plaintiff in a lawsuit and you challenge a statute and it gets ruled facially unconstitutional, i.e. it's unconstitutional in every application, then the state usually gives up on trying to enforce it against people other than the plaintiff.
Thorland says schools and other institutions that continue to display the Ten Commandments posters may be opening themselves up to more litigation down the line.
And the reason this kind of matters is because if they keep the posters up and there was a clear implication of the ruling that it was illegal to keep them up, then they are potentially incurring liability in a future lawsuit by effectively ignoring the implications of the court's ruling.
Arkansas's Attorney General has said he will appeal last week's ruling, which could result in the law being reinstated. Thorland spoke with our partner station, KUAF, in Fayetteville. The Arkansas Senate has confirmed Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former Deputy Chief of Staff, to the State Board of Correction. The Arkansas Advocate reports on Friday the Senate voted to confirm Jamie Barker on a 19-11 vote. Several Republican senators opposed Barker's appointment, voicing concerns that he was not qualified to serve on the board and citing potential ethical issues over his work in the governor's office. Republican Senator Brian King said Barker's appointment would further the construction of a 3,000-bed prison in Franklin County that his constituents oppose. Two Democrats, including Senator Clock Tucker of Little Rock, voted to confirm Barker. The Arkansas Ethics Committee has dismissed complaints filed against Attorney General Tim Griffin and a state lawmaker. On Thursday, the commission dismissed ethics complaints filed by blogger Janie Ginocchio, who alleged that Griffin and State Representative David Ray, Republican of Maumelle, had committed several campaign finance violations. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the commission dismissed the complaints in a series of 3-0 votes. Today, you should see a high of 66 degrees with mostly sunny skies throughout the day. Your low tonight is 47 degrees. For the week ahead, we'll see mostly sunny skies with temperatures ranging from the 60s up to the upper 80s coming later this week. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.